In the 1930s, William Cappell was classical music's next great pianist. He won his first competition at age 10. The prize? A turkey dinner with the pianist José Iturbi. By the time Cappell was in his early 20s, he was famous, brilliant, darkly handsome, the next big thing. Then, in 1953, a plane crash took his life. He was only 31 years old. By the 1960s, Cappell's albums were out of print. Only the most dedicated of collectors hunted them down in secondhand stores. William Cappell was pretty much forgotten. Until now. What you're hearing is music captured half a century ago. It was recorded from the radio on scratchy acetate discs, then tucked into an enthusiast's collection. It's from Cappell's last tour. The recording is just out commercially. It's called William Cappell Rediscovered, the Australian Broadcasts. Longtime music critic Tim Page teaches at the University of Southern California. He's written extensively about William Cappell, and he wrote the liner notes for the CD. Tim Page joins us now from the studios of WYPR in Baltimore. Thanks for speaking with me today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And it's wonderful to hear this music.
It is. What made William Cappell stand out?
Well, it seems strange to speak of early, middle, and late Cappell, since he only had a real career going for a little over a decade. Mm. But when he was very young, he had this smoldering, passionate, extraordinary quality, a fantastic virtuoso. But he was not playing the world's greatest music. It tended to be a lot of Russian show-off pieces. What happened, though, was as he grew older and more mature, he got more and more interested in the music of Chopin and of Mozart and Bach and in contemporary American music, marvelous performance of the Copland Sonata, for instance. And he was just playing more and more magnificently and becoming not only a great virtuoso, but a very, very great musician. And what's amazing about these recordings is they're from the absolute peak of his career.
Tim Page, can you point to an example in this recording that shows why the classical music world was so enamored of Cappell in the 1940s and early 50s?
Well, the Prokofiev Seventh Sonata, Third Movement.
Let's put it on.
This is from that last set of recordings in Australia, but it's the kind of music Cappell made his reputation on. And what you hear here is steel and power and precision and energy. I mean, it's just like the most incredibly powerful pianistic machine one can imagine. You know, the music itself is not necessarily great music, but it's one of these pieces that can be put across by a magnificent performance, which this most certainly is. But what's really wonderful on this new set is the fact that we get to hear him in Bach, and we get to hear him in Mozart, and we get to hear him in some of the great Chopin, such as the Barcarolle. It's so lyrical, it's so passionate, it's so beautiful. It's still got all the muscle of the early recording, but it's got this gentleness and this just sheer musicality.
Let's play the Mozart Sonata. This is Sonata number 16 in B-flat. What is it that you love about this recording?
Well, it seems to me an absolute model of how Mozart should be played. It's full of feeling, but it's never sentimental. There's attention to form, but it feels in no way constrained. I mean, this is the sort of Mozart playing I dream about, and I don't hear it very often.
Who made these recordings?
These were taped off Australian radio, which, you know, was one of those wonderful sort of outposts of the British Empire back in 1953, where everything that was classical got played and got played all over the country, a little bit like the CBC in Canada during the 60s and 70s. And they were just somehow recorded off the air by a fan who kept them. Then 50 years after Capel's death, they show up and they represent, you know, I think this a little bit like the career, like a vineyard almost. And we're getting the absolute latest and most fine blend of wine that came from Capel. This is the very end of his career, and he's come a great long way. And one can only wonder what would have happened had he lived past the age of 31.
It's a recording you can kind of savor and roll around your mouth.
Just glorious.
Tim Page, how would you compare these performances by William Capel to young pianists working today?
Well, I think Capel is a startlingly modern pianist. I hear a lot of the elements that are prized by musicians today. Composure, a sense of form, a sense not to let the ego get too far involved with the music and to let it speak for itself. So I think there are a lot of pianists today who would like to sound like Capel. I'd certainly like to sound like Capel, but very, very few are going to come remotely close to this. It's pretty close to perfect pianism, and I don't use that word often.
Longtime music critic Tim Page. He teaches at the University of Southern California. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.
Parting words tonight from American essayist and critic Logan Pearsall Smith. He wrote, "The indefatigable pursuit of an unattainable perfection, even though it consists in nothing more than the pounding of an old piano, is what alone gives us a meaning to our life on this unavailing star." That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Andrea Seabrook. Good night, Mr. Sock.